Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see others at their highest potential and empower them to believe in that truth themselves so that they can define and design the success they desire. So I'm super excited to introduce Maria Traino. Now, Maria is a certified neuro coach. Now, she's a brand designer turned coach, helping startups and solopreneurs in all areas of their lives. And she utilizes the designer's approach to help freelance artists and creative solopreneurs rewire their limiting beliefs and intentionally create fulfilling lives and businesses. Now, the designer's approach is a process and philosophy centered around solving complex problems in an individualized way. Now, part of Maria's success as a neuro coach is drawing upon her previous brand design expertise, understanding that people already have answers inside of them, and that it's her job as a coach to help her clients find them. Now, Maria is also a proud wife to her husband, who made her the mother of two beautiful girls who teach her more about life than anything or anyone ever has. Now, her girls motivate her to be a better person, not just in her own actions or words, but in her whole being on the regular. Now, welcome, Maria. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I'm so excited too, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping freelance artists, because I previously was a trumpeter. Well, I actually still am. So helping those freelance artists and creative solopreneurs intentionally design lives they love. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm excited to share it.
All right. Well, let's dive in. So top of my question for me, Maria, is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to, you know, go into business for yourself and start this coaching practice?
Yeah, thank you. That is a great question. For me, it was kind of a life scenario. I was in my late 20s and I had gone through a divorce. And it was really quite traumatic for me on a personal level. And at the time, I was working a full-time job as a graphic designer and a marketer at a hospice, a nonprofit hospice organization.
Okay.
And, you know, I realized that I had hit such epic failure. I felt like I hit epic failure, you know.
Right.
And I was looking around at my life and everything was different. Everything, my whole world was shattered. And the only thing that was lighting me up at the time, it wasn't my job. It wasn't friends. I had no friends. My family was not too happy with me. I had freelance clients and the work I was doing for them was my glimmer of hope. And I decided, well, I'm at rock bottom. Can't get much worse than this. I'm going to go all in and I'm going to lean into that glimmer of hope and focus on my freelance work.
Wow. Yeah. That I love that in terms of just, I mean, you had stability in terms of, you know, being the graphic designer at this hospice and, but it wasn't bringing you that sense of fulfillment or, you know, spark and dim in terms of, you know, the world that you had created It just, the lights went dim, except for this one spark of brightness and doing, you know, this freelance work for your clients. So you really went all in with that and followed that, that guiding star, sounds like.
I did. I set out to match my salary after my first year in business for myself, and I did. And then I continued to double the next 2 years. I doubled and I doubled again.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I knew I was on the right path. You know, as a creative, I was really not lit up by having one main client with the same colors and same fonts and same target audience. Mm-hmm. It was the diversity and everybody's deep stories and deep passions that really lit me up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so fast forward about 7 years into business for myself, after having built a brand design and marketing agency.
Okay. So you did that for 7 years.
That's, yeah. Nine years now, but it was about seven years in, when I started feeling this calling towards something bigger, something greater, something different. And I really had to fight my own limiting beliefs that said, no, Maria, you're a designer. You can't do that. Mm. And so I overcame that. Nice. And I decided again, because I did it before, to lean in and redesign a new life and business for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found neurocoaching.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. Neurocoaching. So that, you know, that's the brain, if I understand the word neuro, right? Or is it obviously more complex than that? It obviously is, because there's a lot going on there, but neurocoaching from graphic design work.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge leap.
There must be some driving continuity there between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, working with CEOs, entrepreneurs for so many years, building their brands from the inside out, there were a lot of questions I had to ask that really dove into what their differentiation factor was, you know, what made them unique, what made their brand. And it really comes down to that individual person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I realized that I really had been coaching all right along. Right. Because I believe everyone has answers inside of them. And it's just my job to pull it out, whether I'm designing or whether I'm helping them redesign their lives.
I see. Yeah. No, I get it now. It's kind of the same sort of almost like a Sherlock Holmes. You're discovering, you're like putting the pieces together. Like, what are the clues here that really get to the essence of who this person really is? You know, who this company is, that's the brand design. And now transferring that over to supporting somebody and finding the essence of what it is that is keeping them from where they want to be and how to help them get to that, you know, intentional design of their beautiful life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. So it's been quite a journey. And so how long now have you been a neuro coach? And within that focus, has your business mission or vision evolved?
Right. So I am newly certified as a neuro coach.
Okay. Okay.
I went through a serious certification process offered by Dr. Shannon Irvin, who created neuro coaching tools and models that are peer reviewed to show that the brain can change. So we utilize the ideas of neuroplasticity and synaptic pruning, getting a little heady here, to help people identify those hardwired limiting beliefs that we've had our whole lives that are subconsciously running the show and running 90% of our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so as a coach, I'm able to help them figure out what those limiting beliefs are and then rewrite new neural pathways and break down the old ones. And I'm sure you see this a lot as a sales coach. You know, people probably come to you with some limiting beliefs.
A lot of limiting beliefs. Yeah. A lot of stories that are running in their heads that aren't serving them. Definitely. So, so in terms of starting, you know, with this work, this new focus on neurocoaching, has it always been focused on the freelance artists, the creative solopreneurs, or have you evolved in your focus?
I appreciate entrepreneurship so much. It's a huge passion of mine. Mm-hmm. Also, creatives are a huge passion of mine. You know, there's that whole stigma of the starving artist that is implanted in our society, in our minds from childhood. And we all, you know, go into these careers, whether it's design, photography, copywriting, music, and that's always in the back of our minds that we can't be successful, that there is no money in it, that we have to get real jobs too. And I simply don't believe that because my life has proven otherwise. So I'm here to shatter those limiting beliefs for creative entrepreneurs.
Right. Okay. So you've always focused on that specific niche.
Yes.
So your business really hasn't evolved. Your neuro coaching has not really evolved beyond the original concept is what I guess I'm trying to just
get. Yes.
Yeah. It's, okay. Okay.
It's great. New.
Yeah.
It's new at this point.
Right. No, that's perfect because sometimes it takes a while to really line up with that ideal client that we love to work with. But it sounds like you, through your, maybe your design work, your brand design work, already came to that clarity in terms of who you love to support, because let's face it, just about everybody has some limiting beliefs, regardless of whether there's a, you know, they're a creative or in a different type of walk of life. So I love the fact that you've really zeroed in on this specific type of, you know, passion, or this person that is pursuing that creative career that you love to support. So yeah, that's awesome. Now, have there been any, you know, big roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way in building your businesses, besides the fact that you just went all in, you know, said, okay, I'm going to reinvent the wheel here, which we're not downplaying that is a huge roadblock to overcome, to just reinvent yourself in a new career. That's had to have been huge, but have there been any others, or can you share a little bit more insight?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in a family restaurant environment.
Okay.
And we worked alongside of each other very closely. And if we didn't work alongside of each other, we really didn't see each other. So when I got married again and found out I was pregnant, those limiting beliefs started bubbling up. And they told me that I could not be successful as a mom and as a business owner. I thought I had to choose. And obviously I would choose being a mom. It's the most important thing I could ever do. And so that brought up a lot. And that's actually how I found neuro coaching. I was in this headspace of, you know, not believing in myself. And it was when I stumbled upon the idea that a thought always precedes an emotion, even if it's nanoseconds before inside our brains. And I realized if that's true, which it is, that means I can control my emotions by controlling my thoughts. And I decided to test it out. So I decided to start telling myself, you can be a successful mom and a successful business owner at the same time. And what happened was I started seeing other people who were successful at both. And I started to find evidence of that.
Nice.
And that is what helped propel me forward to focus on doing both and being both. And that same kind of idea bubbled up when I thought to myself, what is this other calling? I thought, well, I can't have two businesses. And says who?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I love that. So it sounds like you really leaned into some and discovered some techniques that probably serve you really well in your coaching now.
Yes.
So you walked your talk.
Exactly. Having integrity is really important to me. So yes.
Yeah.
Always walking the talk.
Learned firsthand that it does come down to just facing those limiting beliefs and questioning them. Wait a second, you know, hold the horses here, you know, is this reality or is this a delusion? So, and that takes a lot of courage, and it takes first off awareness to be able to even do that. So yeah, I love that.
So,
and Maria, you're obviously an expert at helping freelance artists and creative solopreneurs rewire their limiting beliefs and intentionally create fulfilling lives and businesses. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Sure, you're absolutely right about it being an important part of growing a successful business. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've enrolled clients my whole career building my other business. And that is a little bit different than now enrolling coaching clients. And I would say I really enjoy the enrollment process. I wish I was able to do it more, especially now as a new business. I'm eager to have more of those conversations. Mm-hmm. But one of the challenges that comes up is the conversation around pricing. There's always a few objections around that. And as a neuro coach, I know those are just limiting beliefs and those are fears that have been there a long time. So do you have any advice around that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Maria, that is an excellent question. And what's interesting to me is the fact that you brought up something that's so critical to solving this problem yourself. And that is your coaching expertise. And the thing that occurs so frequently is that when we enter into these enrollment conversations, so many people forget their strengths and they start thinking about, oh, I need to sell or I need to present my offer and get the yes. Instead of tapping into something that comes so naturally to them, which is their expertise and their coaching abilities. So we don't want to coach during these enrollment conversations at all. We don't want to solve necessarily problems or, you know, provide those answers, but we want to present the opportunity to work together. But here's the key. If you support them in facing or becoming aware of some of their limiting patterns that stop them in their tracks through your conversation before you get to the offer, they'll be more apt to catch themselves in the act of these limiting patterns. And instead of saying, ooh, that's too much. That's more than I expected. I don't know that I could afford that. They're going to realize, oh, that's my limiting belief, you know, helping me to play small. Instead of letting that just be stealth, you do a little bit of your coaching in terms of sharing how limiting beliefs really do work below the surface and keep people where they're at. And that's part of the work that you do is to help bring those to the surface and help them rewire those so that they can step into the fullness of the life they desire. And so when you talk about that before the offer even comes up, they catch themselves. And they realize that they're doing it. And so it makes them much more open to willingly say yes to themselves and commit to working with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is brilliant. I love that advice. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would love to hear how this rolls out in a live scenario. So be sure to let me know, you know, when you have that next opportunity and how that plays out, because it's really huge because again, it's transformational selling and your ideal client has a lot of limiting beliefs that do tend to keep them stuck.
Sure. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It's an interesting conversation, much more so than your brand design work. Like we are going to create a brand for you that is new, fresh, exciting, you know, representing yes. business. So this is much more complex. So it does create some interesting dynamics throughout the conversation. So yeah. And speaking of limiting beliefs and things being triggered, the pandemic, right? We have just been through, the last 20 months, 22 months, we're at December right now of 2021. And the pandemic has really, for a lot of people, triggered a lot of limiting beliefs. It's become this catalyst for so many people to step into a new version of themselves. But for many, it's created a lot of barriers. So I'm curious to hear what impact has the pandemic had on the work that you do?
Wow, that is a great question and a big question. You know, I think the answer could be summed up in one word, and that is fear. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fear in a lot of people's minds. You know, not only my clients as creative entrepreneurs, but as their potential clients, businesses who would be hiring these people to do the work, they're afraid. They're afraid to invest money. They're afraid that they won't get the customers that they need to then pay their employees, right? So it's this vicious cycle of everyone being afraid, not to mention that the world opened up digitally so much. So all of these businesses and companies that would hire creative entrepreneurs are sending their people home to work at home.
Right.
And they're realizing that their employees don't have to be under one roof. Right.
Yep.
So that actually opened up. So it's like this double-edged sword that opened up an opportunity for creatives. I'm always looking at the silver lining because now these businesses understand people don't have to be under one roof and they can outsource to creatives anywhere,
right?
Anywhere in the world, anywhere in our country. And so I think it presents both a challenge and an opportunity for creatives, because if they're willing, they can now open their opportunities up to more of an international or even global pool of potential clients.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, totally. It does definitely present an opportunity for people to work from so many different locations for, you know, a variety of different types of industries, and to really cross through that different, you know, geographical situation that used to be the limiter. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Totally. Well, so Maria, how do you work with those so-called starving artists, you know, and creative solopreneurs who want to finally blow past those limiting beliefs and barriers and create fulfilling, abundant lives? Can you share a little about your philosophy? You know, maybe a little bit more. You've kind of tipped the toe in here a little bit, but share, you know, maybe more about your philosophy or your approach.
Sure, absolutely. So I use the designer's approach, which is a combination of my program as well as the neuro coaching tools. So within the designer's approach, it's a three-phase process. The first thing we do is we get in there and define the block. We define what it is that's holding you back from achieving the success you so desire.
Right.
We talk about money. We talk about success and failure. We talk about your worth and your ability. And we uncover all those things that are holding you back. The second phase is then we design the goal. So we design what an ideal life really looks like. A lot of people don't have clarity on that. They just know they don't want what they already have, you know,
right. Yep.
But they don't truly design what it is that they do want.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go ahead and get really clear on that. And then the third phase is to develop the dream. So that's when we start bringing in some brain priming and we start to rebuild those neural pathways and we clear space and create new habits, which is always an interesting thing to try to change your habits.
Yes, that's easier said than done right there. That right, to develop and design and rebuild those pathways. That's huge.
Yeah, it sounds simple, but it's very huge. So the way people can work with me is through one-on-one coaching. That is ideally the best possible way to get the quickest transformation. And eventually I will be creating a program that will be more of a hybrid model of group coaching combined with one-on-one to help creative entrepreneurs get that transformation that they desire.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. I love that. And it makes so much sense in terms of those three phases of your process, really starting out with, you know, defining. It's like, you know, when you start with map, you know, Google Maps, you know, we got to figure out where we are. You've got to pinpoint where you are to know where you want to go, and then design that goal, you know, create, okay, where do you want to go? And then develop the dream. Okay. Rebuild and rewire those pathways so that it supports that. So yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. Makes total sense. Well, Maria, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Sure. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Maria Traino Success Coach. That's T-R-A-I-N-O. And my website is mariatraino.com. And I'm excited to share that listeners of this podcast can have access to my free mini course.
Oh, wow.
Called 9 Ways You're Leaving Money on the Table as a Service-Based Entrepreneur. So they could just head to mariatraino.com/9ways. That's the number 9 ways. Okay. And use the code Wendy.
Okay. Fantastic. Wow. That is so generous of you, Maria. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's following you on Facebook and Instagram, and it's Maria Traino Success Coach.
Success Coach. Yep.
Okay. Maria Traino Success Coach is your handle for both those platforms. And then your website, mariatraino.com. Obviously you have a brand coach working with you because you have similarities there throughout your mariatraino.com for your website. And then, so this free mini course or this course that you're offering is you're gifting this for free. That's fantastic.
Yes.
9 ways you're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, they're actually free ways. So they don't have to invest in anything to grab that money and claim that money that's already there.
Wow, that is powerful. I'm going to sign up for that. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Maria. That's very generous of you. And, you know, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their abilities to succeed?
My advice is that your success is really just a thought away. So when you're feeling frustrated, take a moment and really think about the thoughts that are coming up when you're feeling that frustration. It might be, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or my offering isn't done. Mm-hmm. And we get to choose. We get to choose the thought that leads us down the path of success and joy and fulfillment and happiness. Or we can choose the thought that will keep us frustrated and stuck and broke and unhappy. Mm-hmm. We get to choose.
Right. I love that. That is fantastic. Success is just a thought away.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've all experienced that moment of clarity, right? You know, when all of a sudden things are invigorating and it was a thought, right? The same thought as one that's like, oh my God, I just don't think this is working out. I'm just a failure. That's a thought. So I love
Absolutely.
That. You just made it so succinct. Success and is the thought away. And we get to choose.
Right. Thoughts create emotions. Those emotions and thoughts repeated over time create beliefs in our subconscious mind, which then influences our decisions, mm-hmm. our actions, and ultimately our results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it definitely makes a lot of sense. And you just have such a crystal clear understanding and obviously an ability to help others rewire those stealth limiting beliefs that who knows where they came from, but they happen and they occur, and it's a matter of just rewiring. So yeah, I love that. Well, Maria, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work as a graphic designer for a hospice and, you know, really gaining that clarity around something so powerful as working with business owners or professionals to create their brand. And then realizing, you know what, this is good, but there's something more. There's a bigger calling. And all that I was doing is just this perfect conduit. I can carry that forward and do this deeper work with creatives, freelance artists to, you know, really help them eliminate that starving artist paradigm and rewire their limiting beliefs and intentionally create fulfilling lives and businesses using the designer's approach through your work as a neuro coach. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself, Wendy. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Maria Traino through her website, and that's mariatraino.com. Be sure to follow her on Facebook and Instagram through her handle, Maria Traino Success Coach, and take advantage of that mini course that she is so generously gifting, 9 ways you're leaving money on the table. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Maria Traino. And as always, here's to your success.